With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Are you serious?
Brother, at what stage in a relationship do you talk about a micropenis?
There's no relationship. You bring it up within the first couple of dates, like I said. By day three, you should have mentioned, you know, where you've travelled, what you might have studied at uni, and the fact that you have a micropenis.
Alright.
In that order.
What, like, but I don't know, I feel like, could you not?
Alright, so let's flip it this way. If you're really into somebody, but her vagina's so small, alright, no, it's so big, okay? She's a huge vagina.
Like, wide. Like, the circumference.
Big and wide.
Big and wide.
Big and wide.
Alright.
Never actually fully closes.
So like there's a, it wouldn't make a high pitch whistle if the wind was to hear. It would make like more of a bottle sound.
It's
like
cavernous. It's cavernous. You're not going to get any pleasure from it.
Yeah,
right?
Right.
It's going to be like putting your dick into an empty vacuum bag.
Yeah.
Right. There's not going to be anything in there. You're not going to have to feel anything.
Dust. Yeah. Dust. A dusty vagina.
Basically.
All right.
Wouldn't you want to know about that before you slept? You would want to be able to make that call before you actually slept with each other. You don't want to find that out as you're sleeping with each other.
But even then, like, at what point do you comfortably say to someone, by the way, I've got a big vacuum bag fanny?
That's your cross to bear, man.
So you're saying, like, if I had a micro penis, I'd go up to someone and say, hey.
You have to say this as well. We can't fully appreciate what that would be like. We joke about it and we're like, we're not talking about having a small cock.
Yeah.
Talking about a micro penis. When you look at it, looks like a vagina. Like when you look at a micro penis, it looks like a vagina. The skin is over the penis.
So your dick is hiding behind, not even behind balls, behind the skin.
Yeah. But they get busy though. People with micro penises, they have, you know, families and kids. And I wonder if it's got to be one of two ways, right? It either rules your life. And it's all you think about, and you're online looking for new procedures, and you know, you follow the Twitter account, whatever the Boston Dynamics of penis technology is, like you follow that page on Twitter, and you keep your fingers crossed that one day you'll be able to have just like a normal sized penis.
Dick transplant.
It's either that, which I think they do now.
I think somebody has had a dick transplant.
But it's not really a dick transplant, it's more just sort of like stuffing silicone or something around the sides.
I think you get a phallic shaped bit of skin that you can pump up. So it's like you've got to be like, 1 second, babe, and then like switch on a pump.
The posh ones. The old school one, like the discount envelope. Like even when you get your blood pressure checked.
Yeah.
Just a minute. Yeah, it's either going to be it completely rules your life, or you just don't care and you're completely liberated by it.
I don't know how I'd deal with it, man, having like a proper button dick. I don't know. I feel like I'd be seeing big dicks everywhere. Like I'd be on the beach on holiday.
Yeah.
Man walks past in a Speedos. I'd be like, fuck's sake.
But then saying that, I don't feel inadequate when I'm at the gym and I'm around like a load of big dicks swinging everywhere. I don't think, I'm not going to pull mine out. I'm not uncomfortable around that, you know, I'm happy with my lot. I'm not a big chap, but.
Putting out that you're not like a foot long wood.
Nah.
You're like a tripod.
No. If I have friends who do have huge, massive dongs, and it's actually a problem.
Yeah, they like struggle to find the right size vagina.
Yeah. It's a problem. And they get lightheaded all the time, passing out in the streets. I would hate that.
You know what? I was speaking to one of my boys about, fuck it. I love these stories, right? Because I feel like this is so out there that it's going to sound like it's just mad. But one of my mates, a uni friend the other day, told me that he gets drowsy when he gets a hard on.
Yeah, because we've got big, massive cock, isn't
he? But he was driving and he couldn't get rid of his hard on. And he told me that he actually managed to bash one out doing fucking 70 on a motorway. And my first question was, bruv, how did you not crash? Like, how did you experience ejaculation and not crash your vehicle?
I was just about to, before you told me that he had a wank whilst he was driving, I was going to say, you know, like how they have those signs saying you should pull into a service station and go for a nap if you've been a bit tired. I thought he was going to pull into a service station or maybe even a slip road just to like knock one out into a bush. And, and if you got, say the police start, I'm like, excuse me, sir, what are you doing? And you're just sort of like cranking one out. You're like, oh, good evening, officer. I just have a really big cock. And I started feeling lightheaded.
Yeah.
I was getting an erection whilst driving. So what I'm doing right now is actually, it's for the benefit of everybody else. I don't think you should ever wank and drive at the same time. That is really dangerous.
I mean, beyond it being dangerous, if you crash and die, they're going to find a spunky mess. A moisturizer. Your dick's going to be out. Porn's still going to be playing on your fucking phone.
Oh, he was watching porn as well.
He was watching porn.
That's so dangerous. Dangerous.
Very dangerous.
I would also hate to get killed by somebody like that. I'll be livid. Like, as I'm floating up to heaven, because that's where I'm going. As I'm floating up to heaven, right? And I'm like looking down at the accident, whatever, blah, 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 and I get to the pearly gates. And who is it? Is it St. Peter or something.
Whatever it is.
Like, what the fuck am I dead for? I'm like, you were killed. But what? Drunk driver? So it is. No, oh, it's even worse. He was having a wank. What? Rubbish.
Also, if you're driving and knocking one out, unless you've got a very high vehicle, someone is potentially going to see you just like
see you
driving and bash one out.
That's always been the reason why I've refused getting like head when I've been driving. I've like, you know, dated a couple of girls who are like, let's, you know, and I'm a bit like, no, what if people see? I don't want people, the idea of maybe getting caught is a bit sexy, but actually getting caught, not hot.
Nah, not cool.
Into it.
I've never had a driving blowjob. I mean, what gear do you drive in if you're in manual? Doesn't matter, second.
It's quite hard to change gears. I'm pretty sure whoever...
Can you just say it? Why are you down there? Can you just freaking fall, please? Cheers, love.
One, two, three. I'm pretty sure whoever invented the automatic car solely so that they could get their dick sucked whilst driving.
Or the American stick shift where the stick is... Because the stick on regular cars is here, but on the American which you got the ch-ch-ch-ch.
But don't keep those things separate. When you're driving, just drive. Don't be having sex or fingering or watching porn or anything. Don't do any of that. Right? Nah, that's terrifying.
Pull over and have a wank at a service station.
Pull yourself off.
Just make sure that you're not near like where the family parking is as well, because that could be an embarrassing day for you. That could go very wrong. That could go horrendously wrong.
You know, like they have the like HGV parking spots at a service station.
Yeah.
The Sable parking spots, right? Why not one people who just want to, do you know what, I actually think people are just doing that anyway.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, the amount of wanking that is going on, not even sex, the amount of wanking that is going on at service stations up and down the country.
Oh, of course. HGV drivers, they ain't fucking seen their wife for 3 months. They're driving halfway around the world.
No, but at least they've got a sort of private space.
Yeah.
Like, the cabs, HGV drivers are like actually quite nice. I'm talking about your average scumbag dude just driving somewhere, like whatever, on the motorway. It's like, I want to just pull over into a service station and just knock one out in the bathroom.
In those bathrooms as well. That's
the worst. Probably like some of the worst bathrooms you can go to. What's like the worst bathrooms? Airport. Because shit from all around the world.
Coffee shops.
Yeah, coffee shops pretty bad.
Because coffee makes people shit.
And most of the time, it's not a toilet with multiple cubicles.
Yeah.
Most coffee shops will have just that one toilet for everybody to use. Ugh. You're getting that like early morning, coffee's just got everything moving kind of thing. Why do we always end up talking about cum and farts and shit whenever I come on the show?
I don't know, but this is How to Kill an Hour. Are you serious? My name is Marcus Bronzy.
I've just killed my own appetite. I'm actually sort of hungry before this. I'm deaf. How's it going?
And yeah, this is a show where we like to talk about new ways to kill time. But yeah, now if I'm honest, like the reason we come back to body functions is because, bruv, it's part of natural life, man. It's like, you know, I think there should be more shit talk. More shit talk.
Where else are you going to get, you know, exactly. The wanking spot?
Exactly.
That's an idea.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll come back to that, actually. I've got something that we're talking about soon. This is a show where we like
to... The last time we spoke, the world was seemed like it wasn't about to end, right? In the time since we've spoken last.
Oh, fuck, you know.
Boris Johnson is Prime Minister. Trump just killed some Iranian general. They're all chanting death to America.
There's loads of World War III memes. People are really joking about this potential World War III.
I want to be brutally honest about this.
Yeah.
I'm shitting myself about this. I know we're all like, wouldn't it be funny if World War III happened? I'm like, no, I'm genuinely terrified.
I'm just thinking about getting a house in the country, bruv.
What's that going to do?
Get me a little bit further away from the nuclear blast that's going to slap down London.
All that's going to do is instead of dying quickly upon impact, it's going to take you like 5 years to die really. All your hair's going to fall out.
Take that.
You're going to lose all your teeth.
Yeah.
You're going to be fighting mutants in the streets with your bare hands.
Three titted mutants. I'm up for that, bruv.
I'd rather just get taken.
People with micro penises will be growing massive dongs with mutations and that, bruv. I'm up for that, man.
That or just a bunch of micro penises all over their body.
Just like 16 nipple-sized penises.
Genuinely, though, I am a little bit scared. And I wonder, how do you... I felt like I just woke up one day and we were just in a war. So I didn't get a say.
That's how wars happen, bro.
It's a bit like, you know, if you've got like a mate who's had a bit too much to drink and they start mouthing off and then people want to beat them up and they're like, oh, well, you're with him. So you're going to get, it's like, I didn't do anything.
Yep. You could get drafted, bro.
All I want is to experience all the benefits of living in this country and not have to do anything to earn it. Is that so much to ask? I mean,
there's a big party of people that feel the same way, Dev.
I want to enjoy freedom, not fight for it. Yeah.
That's what they did years ago.
Yeah. Let them.
Yeah.
I really do worry. I've been losing sleep over it a little bit. I worry about World War III. I really do.
It's one of those things. If it happens, it happens. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, whatever. If it happens, it happens.
What do you mean? It happens.
What can you do, bro?
That's what I'm worried about, though. There's nothing any of us can do. Don't you just feel so helpless?
Yeah, but like they did also say like, during those times, people were really happy. Like morale was like, even though it was quite rough, like in the trenches and stuff, like around the war times, people were quite happy, the ones that stayed in the UK.
Do you know, I did hear that. Depression was at like an all time low.
People were people were fit and healthy.
So it felt like, I bet the sense of community was really big.
Yeah, of course. Imagine that. Let's go fuck some people up together. Group mentality.
It's reassuring, isn't it? That as humans, the one thing that will definitely unite us all is hatred. If we could all decide to hate one group of people.
Yeah. Well, that's why we need an alien invasion. An alien invasion
to distract us.
Oh, mate. Right, if aliens landed right, oh, fucking hell.
I think that as a conspiracy, I think that's gonna happen.
That needs to happen. I'd love that.
I feel like they're so good. Now, like, have you seen some of those deep fakes?
Deep fakes are amazing, where they use technology to take like loads of pictures of people's faces.
Yeah.
I've actually been looking into how we can do it as well. Take pictures of people's faces and you can actually slap someone's face onto another movie, basically.
So like, you know, when you see good Photoshop, just taking someone's face and putting it on another picture.
Yeah.
And it used to be a time where you look at it and go, I don't know, there's something a bit dodgy, but I can't put my finger in it, but it's probably Photoshopped.
Yeah.
They can do that now with video and it's getting better. And that's the shit they're showing us. That's what they're showing us, that they can take your face and they can, if there's enough audio of you talking, they can build algorithms
easy
to get you to say anything and it looks and sounds easy. Like you're saying easy. Anything they easy. Want to. Okay, so I'm saying that's the technology that they're showing us. They have... I'd say they. I don't know who they
is. Them.
There's technology available to make us see stuff.
Yeah.
So what if... Sorry, I just kicked my headphones out.
That's all right.
I was about to make such a good point. I reckon they're going to fake an alien invasion.
I'm ready for that
because
shit.
There's we're too woke and tuned in to support all out war and military effort. You have to get us so scared. You have to make us believe that there's an impending invasion in order for us to like fully back a war.
Yeah.
Because we've seen enough footage. We have enough hindsight with wars that we have fought before. We're like, it's never a good thing. You have to believe, like, the only way that people, you know, you can say like World War II was, you know, successful is that the idea was if we didn't take part, there was this evil guy that was going to take over the world and it was going to come for all of us. And but we're all a little bit too woke to believe that now. But if there was an alien invasion and they were like, guys, we've got to put all of our resources into these weapons and the military, and we need to spend trillions and trillions on bigger guns, and we need to put a gun on the moon.
Yes.
We need a gun on the moon.
Plasma weapons on the moon.
That can shoot anywhere on Earth within a square inch of any part of Earth. That's what I reckon they're going to do.
I'm up for it, bro. I'd love that.
Alien invasion.
I'd love an alien invasion right now. Have you not watched The Watchmen, have you? Have you watched it?
Nah. What's that one? Is that one the one about all the superheroes, but none of them have any powers? And there's one that can do everything, but he doesn't do it.
One is like omnipotent and has like all the powers.
Yeah, that's dumb.
That's dumb. But they do, you know, the latest.
Is Watchmen Stan Lee?
Nah.
You can tell.
But The Watchmen, though, I will say the latest season of it does tap into some of what you're saying. You might like that.
Explain the omnipotent guy thing to me, because that's dumb.
Dr. Manhattan.
He can do anything.
He experiences past and present at the same time.
It's making me angry.
And can just pull apart molecules and make them into anything. Doesn't make sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's his day to day like?
He lives off the planet. Lives on Mars.
He lives on Mars?
Yeah.
What does he do? Can he like materialize friends to hang out with on Mars?
He can materialize whatever he wants.
How sad. And you just materialize like the most banging party ever. You're like,
but you'd just be really depressed after that. Like, you'd be like, oh.
You really would. I don't like the. It's like the Superman thing. I never got into Superman as a comic book character because I was
too
like,
strong.
We'll just grab you and just throw you into the sun. Okay, all right, you win.
That's like with Avengers with Captain Marvel. She was too powerful, so they had to just write her off. She had like a really shitty line, like, you know, there's other shit going on in the universe. It's just as bad. So really, you guys need to handle it, and just pisses off for the movie. Yeah, but anyway, Dev.
Just real quick while I'm on the Superman thing. Because this just popped into my head as well.
Go on.
If he is Superman, okay, but he goes out with a regular human.
Bruv, when he nuts.
Well, I'm just saying we've all got a little bit carried away before, okay? But I'm trying to like sort of like really fathom Superman's strength. So he could like what, flick a marble from like here to Australia or something.
He could breathe. He could go, blow a marble, and it would leave the planet.
Look this up. Weren't there that scene in Superman, one of the originals, where he sneezes?
Superman sneezes away a galaxy.
Yeah.
That's what's going
to happen. What happens? Did he accidentally sneeze away a galaxy?
This is an actual cartoon. This is in a cartoon. He sneezes away. My super sneeze is destroying the solar system. I'm suspecting this might happen. Wow. Okay,
so that's an involuntary thing. He doesn't have control over the power that a sneeze gives.
Yeah.
So.
Super
jeez. If he, why has that never been brought up in a Superman film? What happens when Superman jizzes? Does he have to like pull out and then aim towards the sky?
Sorry, bruv. No, someone's made up a fake sneeze video. That's it. But yeah, when he sneezes, I don't know, bruv. Like,
he destroys galaxies when he sneezes, okay? So I'm saying, has he had to have the conversation with Lois that I can't come inside you? I will kill you. I will go straight through you and cut you in half.
If he... he nuts in her and she just goes... Lois, babe... He's gonna nut in her so hard, her spine comes out of her back.
As he's still coming. Oh no! Oh my god!
Again, at what point in the relationship do you say, "Hi, if I nut in you, you will die"?
I'm probably gonna die.
I mean, that could turn someone. They'd be like, "Oh god damn!"
Well, it'd be different, innit? It's different for guys and girls. If it was a girl, she'd be like, right, I'm going to take a vow of abstinence. I'm not going to have sex with anybody. If it's a guy would be like, just so you know. My jizz kills.
If I'm not, you die. Like, yeah. Like, he can't even come over somebody, bruv. Because he's going to be coming out at what, like 1,000 miles an hour?
He'll
take your skin off.
I don't understand why it hasn't been explored yet. Why have we not seen Superman come in a film yet?
Hmm? If we Google Superman having sex,
that's going to take you straight to website.
There's going to be some weird fan site, isn't there?
Can Superman have sex with Lois Lane without killing her? So yeah, it's there, you know.
And what are people saying? Is that on Reddit?
Quora. Same video. Realistically, Quora? No. Similar to Reddit.
There you go.
Yeah. No matter how much the big man controlled himself during the act, human ejaculate travels at extreme speed proportionately. And if his little swimmers don't just blow off the top of her head,
just like Will Pitchard.
After the first one finds her egg, the rest aren't going to die off. Every living cell in Lois's body is going to be fertilized to hell and back.
I didn't think about that.
Eyeballs are pregnant.
What, he's got like everlasting sperm. It's not just going to...
Super sperm, bruv.
Amazing. Do you reckon it glows?
Ooh, I don't know, you know.
It's really hot.
She could just have a little bit of kryptonite up her fanny. Problem solved.
Does she need like a...
Kryptonite condoms.
A kryptonite laced coil.
Kryptonite coil.
A crypto coil.
That would do it. Crypto coil. He could wear like
a kryptonite... Wouldn't that stop him from... I don't know if that would stop the jizz. I feel like that would kill him, wouldn't it?
Yeah. But then, you know, it's like touche. You can kill me, I can kill you. She got that killer pussy, boy.
See, either way, this doesn't work out.
Yeah.
Either way, it's been overlooked.
Yeah.
It really has.
Poor Batman. Batman? Batman. Poor Superman.
No. So, Batman's fucking... Who's all that superheroes are fucking... Batman, different girl every film, sometimes two.
Bruv, he's...
And we're like, who's that?
And he's a guy that owns the club that you're in. So if they're in the club, forget balling, he owns the club.
Didn't it also seem that Batman's always having some sort of like fundraising benefit thing where man. Like he's got, and I'm like,
come on,
you're the billionaire, Bruce Wayne. Benefit?
Yeah.
You donate the money.
Yeah. Bruv, it's mad. Maybe doesn't.
Batman's fucking, Batman's also like, so not Batman, but Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Because he's fucking as Bruce Wayne, not Batman.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know, maybe he is fucking as
he's
Batman.
He's also like a bit cold with it. Like I can imagine... There's one of the films where Batman, he like smashes some like Russian ballerina.
Yeah.
And I imagine, you know, Bruce Wayne in the morning's a bit like, he's a bit like, I've left you some cab money on the side. I don't like to cuddle. I have boundary issues. Alfred will see to it that you get home safely. Please delete my number, bitch.
He seems cold, isn't it? Like, Bruce Wayne in the morning is cold.
Oh, man. Yeah, Batman's fucking, Superman ain't. Oh, anyway, Dev, welcome back. Thank you very much for joining us, bruv.
Very welcome.
I feel like I'm very happy that you're back in the house.
Back to life.
Hey.
Back to reality.
Come on.
But you're not just back
Are
on
we
the show.
This whole song?
Shall we? Get sued. But Dev, you've joined us. And when I say you've joined us, you're back in the Apple world, bruv. Thank you very much.
Can we talk
about this, bruv?
Yeah, so I was long suspected. Well, I was an iPhone person since it came out. Since the first iPhone came out, that's all I've ever had. You know, total slave to the brand of Apple.
Yeah,
and
man.
Got like the new one every time it come out. But I was one of those people who noticed how the performance started getting shit as they were bringing out the new one. And it just got to the point where my iPhone started to let me down too much. You know, it would die on 20% battery and apps would crash. And I was like, you know what? Fuck this. Fuck you, Apple. I felt like I was being held to ransom. Like, oh, this is the only phone I'm allowed to have. So I decided to go for a Pixel 2.
Not Google a bad choice.
It was,
not a bad
choice. It was actually really good. But then I lost that phone in Chile when I did the SAS thing. I left it in a hotel. And then my replacement phone was a Samsung S8. I had that one for quite a long time. And yeah, you don't want to pull out an Android in front of people. Oh, people are so mean about... People think when you pull out an Android in front of them, people think that like you've fallen on hard times. It's like... and the people ask you, are you okay? What's going on? Talk to me. Why have you got? I want to. It was a choice.
Yeah, I was going to say, what was your response to that as a man that was like, look, I've chosen to take this direction?
I got a little bit embarrassing, I'm not going to lie. Like, a couple of girls had said it as well. I'd take my phone out to try and take their number. They'd be like, is that your phone? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
2019, 2020, you're getting
that. Phone discrimination. No, it really is. But no, I'm. What's this one? The 11?
Yeah.
I can't really tell. I really like
the 11.
I really like it.
They've actually improved. I'll be honest with you. Battery life on the 11 and the 11 Pro has actually been doing really well. The new Pixel's actually been a little bit of a...
battery's good. I'll tell you what else I needed as well. A decent camera. Because if I need to do the odd post or something like that on Instagram, the camera on my old phone was really terrible. So I had to get other people to take a picture and then send it. You can't even airdrop it or whatever and get it in good quality. Yeah, it was a little bit of a pain in the ass. But I am back to iPhone now. But I came back reluctantly. Yeah. I didn't come running back. I came back to my iPhone like it was... You know, like them ex-girlfriends who... You've been away from them for so long that you can't remember why you broke up with them.
Oh, yes.
You just start thinking, what was it? You can't put your finger on it. Come, what was it?
That's some of the best sex, you know.
We argue all the time, but that's what you remember. Yeah, yeah. There were those good bits.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, I reluctantly... came back to iPhone, but so far so good.
Yeah,
so far so good.
Back in the house,
little trial period. So I'm just gonna have to blow my nose. So
that's all right. Really. Oh, all right. So Dev, CES is happening in the US right now in Las Vegas, and it's been a little bit prudish over the last few years. If I'm honest with you, like until last year, they didn't really kind of have anything other than like mainstream tech and kind of indie stuff that. Wasn't very naughty, but they've actually gone in a nice little direction in CES. They've opened up things a little bit. So I'm going to throw a few ideas at you, things that are floating around in CES, some prototypes. One of them is, and this is how we actually ended up talking about micro penises before a show started, is a company has just given men a good reason to shave down below and be prepped and ready
to go. Do you keep yours?
Oh, man.
Keep cock and balls
always,
nice trimmed?
Always cock and balls. Balls are fucking hard to shave, but yeah, I do.
Do you know when I realised I was getting on a little bit? Oh. And like definitely over 30.
Greys.
Nah, not greys yet. Thankfully.
Jeez. That's when you got to quit. When you see salt and pepper pubes, yeah? When you see salt and pepper pubes, you've got to, that's end of day, isn't it?
So you're going to look quite distinguished.
Nah, man.
He has the same reaction. Say like, you know, George Clooney's hair. Women are a bit like, a bit distinguished older gentleman. I don't think that scans to your pubes, does it?
Like a comb over on your pubes that is silver.
I tell you when I knew like, ooh, getting over 30. Oh. Couple of hairs on the shaft.
Shaft hairs? How? Because I've got ones at the base of the shaft.
Oh, yeah, we're talking base, not like, up towards the fucking helmet.
Like percentage... What? How I'm close to the helmet?
No, I'm saying not towards the helmet. Okay, I've got like an Amish beard like along the back of it. No. Base hairs. But it's not like enough to warrant shaving it. So I just pluck it out.
You pluck it?
Yeah, that's sort of like...
How does that feel?
Grit my teeth, pluck it out.
Does it hurt? I mean, where has it hurt you most to pluck hairs? I've plucked a nose hair before.
I do. I enjoy plucking my nose hair so much that they grow back really thick and resilient now, so I can't really do it.
You just can't get them out.
Nah, I can't. They're too tough now. But no, I like keeping a freshly shaved cock and balls.
100%.
It just feels cleaner.
Everything the same level of lowness? Or do you have like the box?
Yeah, shape? I'm not trying to do like a fade or anything like that. Or cut any zigzags in it or nothing.
Yeah.
Just all one level.
Yeah.
Like to get it all clean. I think it's cleaner. I think it's very considerate.
Yeah. Slap a bit of talc around
don't
it.
But you want to show them off a bit more as well.
Yeah, like,
proper freshly shaved balls. Don't you want to go, you want to show, don't you? You want to show people and go, look at these.
But I have to
run your fingers.
Yeah. Don't get your hands stuck in any hair, innit? But like shaving the balls is like one of the hardest.
Yeah. Have you nicked them? Man.
Yeah, it's fucking painful. You know what? The shower afterwards when the water hits it.
Yeah. I've nicked my balls. I've also done that thing where I don't know what it's called. There'll be a name for it, but where the base of your dick meets, I guess your stomach. Where that the trunk.
Yeah, top gooch.
Right the trunk.
Yeah, the trunk.
I've like shaved that bit and it's quite a difficult right angle, isn't it? That sort of little joint where those two bits meet. And I think I shaved it a bit weird and then I got an ingrown hair. And for a good 2 days, I'm looking down at it going, It's definitely herpes. I'm not even joking. I'm like, that is 100% herpes.
And you were like, fuck. Did you Google it as well? Did you do the thing and Google it? And,
yes, of course I did. I was like, oh no, but thank goodness, wasn't herpes.
Did you start thinking who it, you just start thinking, who is it that fucking gave me herpes?
Yeah. You're thinking, innit? Or is it like, because isn't it one of those gross things that most of us have? Is it a HPV one?
I'm not too wise on it, but there's a HPV virus that apparently...
Is it HPV? Why do they call it HPV one? Is that a type of like Yamaha motorbike? It's one of them.
It's a battery type.
No, it is a type. It is in the oil video.
Is it a HPV one? 1, 2, 3, 3. Yeah, there is. There's herpes simplex virus, most commonly known as herpes, categorized into two types: HSV1 or oral herpes, and HSV2 genital herpes. So you would have been HSV2.
Yeah, but HPV
is the thing that HPV is the thing that loads of people have, but only some people manifest. But they're giving 8-year-olds or 13-year-olds, I think 8, 9, whatever. They're giving them a vaccine for it. But if you already have it, you can't be getting the vaccine. But they're giving kids vaccines.
8-year-olds get a vaccine for herpes?
Yeah. No, HPV, which is, do me Googling. HPV vaccine is out there. Yeah. It's for genital warts, that one.
I'll tell you what.
Just so you know.
I'll tell you what, right? Say what you want about global warming and the end of the world.
Yeah.
Fucking's going to be amazing in the future, isn't it?
Mate. This is the tech I'm trying to tell you about. They're going to
give you a shot.
Yeah.
That is going to leave you immune from AIDS.
Yeah, but.
Herpes, gonorrhea.
You know what's going to happen, though?
We're going to be busting so many irresponsible nuts everywhere.
Because you know what's going to happen, Dev? And I don't want to get all Eddie Murphy on you, yeah, but there's going to be the new brand. There's going to be the new and improved version of STI. Can you imagine? There's going to be something.
Gonna be another, you reckon there's going to be another man-made STD? Whoa, that's controversial.
Yeah, they want to get us. There'll be some new fucking STD where your balls turn inside out. You piss your bollocks out. Do you know what I mean? You go for a piss one day and one of your bollocks comes out.
Worth it.
So this thing basically is a plaster that people have seen, and there's this doll in CES right now with a plaster on its gooch area, right? And they're saying that this mannequin has this thing called a taint plaster. This is what they're calling it for now. And basically it's an early stage prototype, the first wearable solution in treating inadvertently early climax. Yeah, okay? It happens to the best of us, all right? Sometimes we bust early, bruv. Early ejaculation, all right? So there's something here. They've got some techniques, some plaster that you wear, and apparently it means you put it there and it kind of prevents you. I mean, I want to get more information about it.
It's like a nicotine patch. Is it releasing stuff?
That's what I need. This is what I need to find out. So apparently people are seeing this. Let me see if I can get some more data on this.
And forgive my ignorance, right? Is premature ejaculation for some people so much of a problem that you would invest in a patch?
Some people, it's really bad. Some people... walking down the street, fucking jeans rubbing the right way.
Really?
Yep,
I'm not just saying this.
You've heard about like women that can just consistently orgasm all day long. Like sit
right.
There.
Yeah, but that's like a condition.
So guys can have a condition, really sensitive penis.
I'm not just saying this, right? I don't know if it's just from watching porn for years or being circumcised or whatever, but sometimes I wish I could just come in a couple of seconds. I'm like, oh, this is taking too long. Come on!
What a humble brag.
Go to sleep.
What a humble brag.
No,
but you don't, bruv, even I now, I still have fucking.
Yeah, once in a while. You hook up with somebody, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
You got the nerves.
Yeah, baby, give me 20 minutes. No, but at this age now, though, like an early bus, like.
I would like that. I would welcome it.
Yeah.
I would welcome it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's better than going the other way and not being able to get it up. Neuromodulation is what it uses.
Yeah,
it helps the brain communicate better with the ejaculatory nerves. So I'm thinking there's going to be something that it's doing to help, because it's kind of placed under the gooch.
Yeah, I know where the gooch is. You don't have to show me.
I'm just feeling the gooch. So right here.
You don't have to show me where your gooch is. Just
right here.
Here's my question. Is this the right way to apply this technology? If we've worked out that there's patches that can control how your brain works, why not use it, I don't know, say to leave you more susceptible to learning stuff? Maybe a learning patch.
I think you're being very unreasonable, Dev. You're thinking about yourself as somebody who doesn't have this premature ejaculatory problem. You're not caring, bruv. But there's guys out there who all they want to do is they want to get in to their missus and they want to handle business for longer than
hang around for a while.
Yeah, they want to chill out for a bit. They want to hear her say, "Babe, it's too much. Finish off." They don't want to be like,
"Do you know what I want? I want a patch that makes me come. That's what I want." I want a nicotine patch I can wear on my arm that makes me come.
An app, you can set a timer.
That'd be good for your maid, the one with a big dick who gets lightheaded. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just
put into a service station. One for luck. And then back up again. Oh. If there was a patch that could make you come, guys would wear it. And we would press it mid-conversation with each other. Be like,
do you know what? Yeah, I would. I'd probably press it. If you're on a date with a hot girl, I'd press it halfway through. And you'd firms it though, wouldn't you? Like, you'd be like, "So what are you thinking of having for dessert?" I think I'm going to have the cheesecake.
I would be so sore.
You'd be pushing out dust.
So grim.
But that's the kind of thing.
Is there a big market for that then?
100%. If there's anything to do with making your penis harder, bigger, faster, going for longer, that's where the money's at. What were you saying, Bill? Big
business. And if you knew your mate had one, you'd be like, "All right, mate."
Oh. Bill's in the yard, walk up to your mate, slap him.
Make your friend come.
You know, like, Billy said that stuff. If I had a mate, I'd go up to him. "You're right, mate." Push the button.
But wouldn't that annoy your friend, though? I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
We're good friends.
Yeah.
I would be annoyed if you made me come. I'm just saying that right now. That's not homophobic or anything. That's saying, I would be annoyed if you, as my friend, made me come. If you made me come against my will, I would be annoyed.
That's unreasonable.
Don't wind me up.
Yeah, you have to use it like a practical joke. You're like in the pub somewhere and you'd be like, "Oh, go and speak to that girl."
The joke would totally be, the joke would totally be on you.
I would not enjoy that. I wouldn't do that to you. Actually, maybe I fucking would for a laugh just to piss. Now I know that it pisses you off. I might be like, "You're right, bruv, slap."
And then I'd also have to do that thing of like, like as I'm coming, go, "Oh, what are you like?" "Oh, it's just pants."
"I fucking hate you, dickhead." And then after, think about it, you're not really going to be in the mood to scuff afterwards, are you?
Just go outside for a cigarette. I'll see you guys in a minute.
Start sucking your thumb. "Bruv, in 20 minutes, I'm going to fuck you up, bruv. Just give me 20 minutes. But yeah, anything like that, there's always going to be room for exploring kind of sexual
development.
I like
that, the gooch patch, I like it.
I like it, man, because I feel like women have very well catered for when it comes to sexual aids. I feel like men, I think we've got stuff out there. Maybe we just don't talk about it.
It's embarrassing. Like, I kind of understand a sex doll, right? Yeah. I get it if you're not getting laid or whatever, you get the sex doll, blah, blah, blah. I sort of get that. The one I don't get, like, you know when it's like just an ass? You know the ones.
Oh, it's the ass with the hips.
It'll just be pussy. An ass. Yeah.
Well, like I think they look all right.
Like a.
It's like a bent over bum. And like they've cut off the legs and the top.
It's
the
not even a torso. It's just an ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what? If I went through all the trouble, I've ordered one online.
Yeah.
It's arrived. I'm like, let me give it a go. There will be a moment as I'm fucking this ass. I just catch myself in the mirror or something. It's got a pussy as well. What am I doing?
It's got a pussy as well though. The pussy and bum. Yeah, just a bum hole.
But it doesn't matter, it just really, feels does it? So there's something still sexy and even dignified about a woman playing, you know, it, like pleasuring herself with a vibrator.
Yeah.
Even like, you know, like big old dildo, right? Mm. Beads. I'm trying to think of another sort of device. There's something still quite dignified about that.
Yeah.
Like if you found a double-ended dildo at a girl's house, it'd be quite hot.
But you feel like if she was like, by some chance, walked into the room or opened the wrong drawer, and she just saw like a piece of ass with
like
no arms and no legs.
Rubber asses in a drawer.
Oh, I think that, you know what, if anyone wants to send me one of those, I'll have a go. I'll try it out.
I do kind of want to have a go. I couldn't be in front of a mirror.
I couldn't watch myself fucking it.
And I would probably feel really horrible afterwards. And I can't believe I just did that.
And how would you attack it? Would you take it to bed with you, or would you do it out of bed and then shower and come back to your bed? Because I'm thinking, you know, you wake up in the middle of the night, you're like, do it a little, you know, little back shot, pull it out of the drawer or the trunk.
Oh, it's so
spoon it at the side.
It's so confusing because they've been made for men. So yeah, that's why it appeals to you so much. You look at those sex dolls, you're like, I would fuck.
Yeah.
And it's because it's built so that you look at it and you think that, but I kind of want to try, but I also don't want to, because I feel like, what if it's amazing? What if fucking a sex doll's better? It's not going to be, is it? It's not. I got to catch myself.
I'm thinking, you know, there's been advancements, bro. Some of them are smackable, apparently. You can, like, they're slappable bums. You see, you feel.
I thought you meant like you're smacking them. I was like, has that been finally able to have sex and smack someone at the same time?
Smack the booty. Some of them, they're like really, they've got like a nice wobble to them. They've got a real like skin texture, apparently.
Yeah, you know. I just couldn't be able to get over the sad element of until they look like Ex Machina.
Yeah.
That as in,
okay, all right, but they might kill you, but whatever. But wait, there are full body models out there with that are very realistic. People are investing in as well.
Yeah, no,
and they even have like pre-recorded things they say.
Yeah, I've seen them. Oh yes, baby, you are so sexy, baby. Keep going, yes, yes.
But don't you think that would be creepier if someone was to see that, like, in your wardrobe? Yeah. Like, you quickly, like, put your jeans in the wardrobe or something, yeah, and they just see a body. Yeah. They're going to think it's, like, an actual person.
Yeah, like, a full-on, like, AI sex doll. Like, you got problems, dude. Where it's like...
I'd have a go, though. Is that cheating?
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Is it cheating?
Is it cheating?
If your girlfriend had a sex doll that she kept in the wardrobe, and like, what? I think it would be worse if it was one that could talk.
Fuck Marcus. Fuck Marcus, that dickhead.
Tell me about your day.
Say my name.
He doesn't listen to you.
Like I do.
I understand you. I laugh at all your jokes. You should leave him.
If your girl left you for an AI sex doll, that would be
fuck that. I'm gonna go depressing. Gonna go buy an AI sex doll that looks way hotter than her. Start taking it out. accidentally get it delivered to her house and have to go and pick it up.
Yeah, I get the appeal of it, but there's something about, maybe as I'm like pulling out the rubber vagina to stick it in the dishwasher or whatever, where I go, maybe I should get a girlfriend.
Maybe. I don't know, man. I mean, I think it's one of those ones. Anyway, bruv, on to our next piece of tech. A little sound effect for that should be coming up.
Oh, that's going to make me puke. It sounds like somebody's shit on the toilet.
That's what it is.
I'm actually going to be sick.
Oh my God, it's disgusting, bro. Right, I've stopped. Right.
It sounded like real firm one as well, innit?
It sounded like it had a few beers the night before.
Fucking droppings. Yeah. That wasn't even someone taking a shit.
Shout out producer Billy for that sound effect.
Need more fiber in your diet.
Yeah, man.
But that sounded like too much fiber. Which one's the one that makes it loose?
Fiber loosens you up.
He needs more fiber.
Yeah. By the way, whenever you have painkillers, like if you have like a minor operation, they give you something like digacodine or whatever like that. Ask them for fucking fiber.
Because
that's the shit that blocks you up. That's like one of those. It's like a opium. One of those ones. Yeah, it stuffs your fucking asshole.
It's like opium.
It's like one of those opium based like drugs.
An opiate.
Opium.
Were you like some 14th century Chinese merchant?
Yeah, man.
Some opium. Fucking hell.
An opioid.
Says to their doctor, can you give me some opium?
Yeah, it's an opioid analgesic. There you go, yes. Yeah. An opioid analgesic, actually. Opium. I went all Sherlock Holmes there, innit? Can I have some opium, please, to take and smoke? Right, so it's not just tech giants that want to have massive showcases at CES 2020. There's other companies getting involved as well. Now, US bog roll manufacturer, Charmin, they also give...
Charmin.
You harmonised on that. I really like that.
One of us did.
I did.
Oh yeah, no, you did. You're right. Yeah, you did.
They've got in on the action as well. Now they've demonstrated a free-thinking conceptual prototype designed to give you superior shitting experience. Now, one of these experiences, I'm very proud to say that I've been raised with almost a phobia of this because I always double check there's enough toilet paper in the bathroom before I start my shit.
That's a problem.
Can we just get into that? Have you ever been? I think I've been caught short once. And I just had to run to a shower. Yeah. But one of my big phobias is going for a shit and not being able to wipe my ass afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah. I would hold it in if there's not enough tissue to like really get into it.
No.
I'm gonna wait. Do you know what I've also started doing maybe like last 6 months, right? I do my sit down wipes.
Yeah.
And then I do a few standing. Do you know what I've realised?
Okay.
Do you know, this happens a lot, right? I know it's more poo talk, but do you know what happens quite a lot? Yeah. I'm very thorough, my wipes.
Yeah.
Very thorough. Almost to the point where it's a little bit uncomfortable.
Does it hurt a bit if you...
A little bit. But careful, small price to pay.
Yeah.
I'll think I've been really thorough with my sit-down wipes and go, looks like everything's done. Stand up, just to get in a few more, I'll be like, oh, we're not quite done yet.
Really?
And then the old me would have just got up and walked, you know, would have left at that point, wouldn't have even checked. I still don't understand though why toilet technology is not better.
Here in the UK.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like we so need better, we need bidets, bro.
We really do. We 100%. Really do. Like, I'm sure we've talked about it before, but the toilets in Japan, bro.
Yeah, man.
Unbelievable.
100%.
A toilet that will wash out your arsehole with warm water.
Yeah.
And you can choose the intensity as well.
Where would you go for?
I mean, steady on, you maniac. If you are going to use the toilets.
Billy was like, maximum.
I'm ready.
He's like, give me it all.
He's strapped in like, come on.
Give me all you've got.
they have intensity levels.
Yeah.
And when you use the, bit of advice for you, if you're going to use one of those toilets for the first time in Japan or somewhere, go rookie. Yeah?
Yeah.
Go rookie. Uh-huh. Let it knock on the door.
Yes.
First.
Yes.
Because it is quite intrusive. I'm not even joking. You can get it to the point where the water is so intense, it's probably, at that point, it's penetrating you. Oh,
really?
It's like an inch up your arse, yeah.
That's a proper clean out, you know?
Yeah,
really good. So it's a partial colonic.
But that's what I like, is you're not just getting the hole.
Yeah.
You're getting a little bit of the So it's sphincter.
It's preventing the shitty ass feeling that can happen later on.
Yeah, it's really nice.
And it can happen.
There were even times I was using those toilets in Tokyo.
Not even shitting.
Didn't even need to
shit. Didn't even shit. Just for the pure pleasure.
Just wanted to feel clean.
Nice, bruv.
Wanted to feel clean.
Well, how sexy do you feel knowing that you have a clean arsehole coming out?
It's not necessarily sexy, but I'll be honest with you, I feel like I'm a better person than most people.
Yeah.
If I have a squeaky clean arsehole like that, I'm like, I'm better than you as a person. I'm doing better in life.
Do you feel that if you had one of these installed in your house?
I'm looking into it. It's not that expensive.
I know, bruv, but you're going to now be left with the dilemma of having to use regular toilets.
Yeah.
When you are not at home.
But I don't get, you know, we're talking about, you know, keep cups.
Yeah.
And plastic straws.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all these little ways that we could be saving the environment.
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't we use some water to wash our asses?
Hmm? For real?
No, we need to level football-sized pitches of rainforest because we want to be able to, like, wash our asses.
That's true. And at what point here in the UK did we decide that using a piece of toilet paper was more hygienic than using water? Because water is way better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at least you're getting it.
I'm a toilet paper wetter at the moment. So I'll have a few wipes and I'll wet the toilet paper and go again. Then dry up.
I know the last time I was here, we were talking about the wet wipes thing. Yeah. I've stopped doing that now.
Yeah, you said that with your chest. I'm glad that you've changed around.
I've stopped doing the wet wipes.
That's good. That's good.
I feel bad.
Yeah, I hear that. But anyway, Charmin, they've got the Charmin robot, which is essentially a wheeled toilet roll holder. It's Bluetooth controlled and it's a little robot. It's got a little robot face. It's all
cute. You don't need it.
And it has a little toilet paper on top and it has infrared sensors to navigate your house. Yeah, has to be single story though. Can't climb stairs yet. And then it will bring you a fresh toilet paper if you're ever in a jam.
Why? Where are you going to be that you would need toilet paper that you can't get up and go and get it yourself? We're just...
With a shitty ass.
We're heading so quickly towards those fat, boneless people in Wally.
Yeah, man.
Who lie around.
Yes.
Like slugs and don't do anything.
Yes.
I don't want a robot to bring me tissue. Don't need it.
All right, then. How about this, then?
I'm getting myself. So lazy. I've never been in a position where I'm like, I really wish R2-D2 would come and like give me some loo roll right now. Also, if you're an adult and you've not got sufficient toilet roll in your house,
I don't rate you as a person.
Or at the very least, an emergency roll.
Yeah, yeah,
you're an idiot.
You're a fucking dickhead.
You're an idiot, and your parents didn't raise you right.
Yeah, no, you're not right.
And they failed you.
100%. There's people that live their life on that you know when the roll gets so small, you kind of start thinking, how many bits are on it? You know, when you try and do the maths, you look at it and go, there's only like 6 bits on that. There's people that live life like that.
It's
fucking insane.
It's never as much as you think it is either, is
nah,
it?
You know,
when you're down to that last just under a third of loo roll left, you're like, I'm gonna be all right.
I can't live like that. I need the backup roll there ready. And also, do you have the toilet roll going over the front or at the back?
Yeah, I don't commit.
Yeah,
it's wherever it ends up.
Over the
as
top.
I put the roll in the holder, wherever it ends up, then that's
really
where it is. Yeah. You only have to have a few, maybe one incident in your life where you're hanging your ass over the bath because you've, you know, run out of toilet tissue that you decide, I'm only ever buying packs of 48 from now on.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. There will always, at any one time, there will be 48 rolls of toilet tissue in my house.
I'm a weirdo, yeah. I would like to calculate how much toilet paper I would need in my house. And if I could have the storage space, I would like to buy all of that toilet paper.
It is one of those things. I don't mind if I've run out of milk.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Do you know what I mean? If I have bare fridges and cupboards, don't mind. Not fridges, just one fridge. No, more fridges.
Fridges.
Toilet roll is an issue.
Yeah, yeah. Is there anything else more vital that you can lose?
Nah.
100%.
I think about that with, you know, like going away, going camping and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That of all the creature comforts that I enjoy, that is the one thing where I'm like, what, if I did some adventure weekend and they're like, where do I wipe my ass? And they go, just use a leaf. I'm like, I'm going home.
Yeah. What was it like shitting on SAS though? What was that like?
That was weird. So we had loo roll, but they were toilets. So imagine a toilet cubicle made of wood.
Yeah.
There's no flushing mechanism. You're just shitting into a hole.
Right.
And it's a box. So it's not even like you shit into the hole and it goes anywhere. It's just, you're essentially shitting into a box. Mm-hmm. You're shitting in a wooden box. And the cubicles are lined up next to each other. So I think there's like 5 cubicles at the other side of the base. and there's no door, or the door that is there just sort of covers up your knees. So the cubicles are side by side and the walls only go up to about just below shoulder length. So, you know, not only if you're sat in the cubicle next to, can I look in your face and have a conversation with you, but you could be on the other side of the base. And if I'm sat down having a shit, you'll be able to see me. But where's Dev? Where's he? You know, over there, shitting, because you can see. And I'll level with you. First day when we arrived on base, I looked at the toilets and I said to myself, I'm either going to wait until 3 a.m. to have a shit, or I'm just going to hold it for 7 days. I won't remember shit. There's no way I'm shitting in front of people. By the end of the second day, I was sat shoulder to shoulder with some of the guys, just like having a shit, like, so what do you reckon we're going to do tomorrow? Yeah, really? And you just get over it, don't you?
You got to, because I presume it's that you're consuming.
It's just shitting. We all do it, yeah. Or whatever. I tell you, I was really impressed by one morning. I'd gone to use the cubicles, and whoever was there before me had left the most perfect coiled up doo-doo I've ever seen in my life.
Who do you think it was?
It was like a cartoon.
Who do you think it was? Yeah, go on.
I think it was Camilla. Former Love Island. I don't know why. Because she's like so pretty, yeah, and like, yeah, perfect looking. And she did this like perfect. I don't know if it was her. It might not have been. But I was also like, how did you do? It was coiled around.
like a moose. Like a Mr. Whippy. Yes.
Like think
Mr.
of
Mr. Whippy Shitty.
Think of like a cartoon whipped around doo-doo, yeah, right? Where it's got a little pinched off bit, the little tapered bit at the top.
Yeah.
It was that.
Fucking hell.
And that really brightened up my day. I remember thinking, huh, that's funny. That's the prettiest doo-doo I've ever seen in my whole life. And I'm really grossed out by stuff like that.
Are you grossed out by, yeah, your own shits?
Yeah,
by your own,
really.
So you can look back at your own shit. Fuck, you're not like that.
Yeah. I did it today. I looked back and I went, what a fucking horror show.
Over Christmas, mate. The dairy, yeah, the drink, the brandy. I was dropping some madness, man.
Yeah, it's got off the rails. It really has.
My piss started smelling like turkey again as well over Christmas, you know. I've spoken to Dev about this.
I'd go and see somebody. I've had sugar puffs.
Yeah.
Piss smelling like sugar puffs. Piss smelling like asparagus. Never in my life have I had my piss smell like turkey.
Piss smell like turkey. Bruv, we've done a gig in Carlisle one time. It was over Christmas or New Year's, and I was DJing. I was saying to the guys, my piss smells like turkey. And you were there, Dev. And I took a piss in the toilet, and I was like, fucking hell, my piss smells like turkey.
Everyone, come smell
come
my
smell
piss.
My piss. And everyone came in and went, fuck, you know. You know what I remember you said? You said, that's the shittiest superpower anyone could ever have.
Aren't I so funny?
Smell piss.
Even then.
Yeah.
Aren't I so hilarious?
But anyway, the Charmin smell sense is a new thing they've got. It's got a carbon monoxide detector in it, and it will warn you. You slap it on the outside of a toilet, and it will warn you if a sibling, parent, loved one, or mortal enemy has just dropped a stinky chunk of sewer chocolate in the loo before you walk in the bathroom. It's a little LED screen. You get like a face which says not safe to enter, and then a face to say it's safe to enter. You might like that. Stop you getting that,
this
that
is,
waft.
This is for really rich families, isn't it?
I'd
this
like
is
that.
For families who have two Roombas,
yep,
a Bluetooth fridge or yep, whatever, for whatever reason,
yep,
and they don't talk to each other,
yep,
and there's no love in their household ever.
I think I'd like to not smell
they're
someone's
cold
shit.
Cold and distant. That's what it is when you live with your family. You got to smell each other's shit. That's what it is. That's what living with family is smelling each other's shit. It comes with the territory.
I think, yeah, 100%. In my house, it was a competition between me and my brother when we were young. My brother used to let some, like, I'd be outside the house and I'd open the front door and be like, fuck's sake, bro.
Yeah, my sister does some eye waterers, man.
Yeah, man.
I won't say which one because she'll actually murder me, but...
Yeah, I was going to say. They've also got a VR helmet that you can use on the loo, but I guess VR helmets are there already. Anyway, yeah. Yeah, you know.
A VR helmet you can use on the loo?
You just wear it, put it on, and, you know, it's just there, just docked in the loo. But I feel like there's VR things that you can have that are on your mobile that you can use anyway.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like a VR helmet on the...
Yeah,
I got a go suit, man.
All right, cool. Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, cool. Oh yeah. No, we are, bro. We're almost done.
I was gonna say we're not even halfway through some of the stuff you.
Oh, we're just.
But all I've talked about is herpes and fucking gooches.
All right, let's power blast through it then. You can add Alexa to your shower head, so there's a shower head that you can talk to, and it's designed so that it can ignore the water noise. noise, and you can just command it to do stuff. Play your favorite radio show, podcast.
Do you know, adjust the water. I feel like that would be good because I feel like I'm really me in the shower. I'm naked and vulnerable.
Yeah.
You know, I could be like, Alexa, tell me I matter. Or a lot of the really embarrassing moments that have happened over my life seem to pop out in the shower. So I'm like, Alexa, play some really loud jungle to cover up these horrible memories from getting rejected in primary school. Quick.
Do you take those showers where you stand there and look into the water to let it trickle down your face like you're in a fucking R&B video?
Yeah, yeah, I definitely do that. I definitely look down and let it just kind of like run over my face a little bit. Yeah.
All right. There's the Smarty Pans, which allows owners to record a recipe so that it can be shared with others. So you can actually works out what you've put in the pan, how long it's in there for, the heat and stuff like that as well.
That's pretty good.
Right?
I like that.
The Innerv wants you to swap your cooker knobs for smart dials, which you can use with apps. Again, you can turn up heat with a voice command, automatically turn off the stove if it's unattended for too long.
Yeah, because I have an electric hob.
Yeah.
And this is so boring, but the actual optimum cooking temperature is between 3 and 4.
It fucking pisses me off. 4's
too much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
3's not enough.
Yeah, yeah.
I need like a kind of incremental dial as opposed to click, 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 click. So that would actually be really good. I'm making this, or I'd like to boil water or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the optimum temperature that I need. That's actually a pretty good idea.
There we go. There we go. There is the Pantreon, which aims to automate food shopping lists via shelves that monitor when a family's favorite groceries run low. So it's basically got loads of little areas that you put your separate groceries on, but this could work out being quite bulky if you need like a separate space for everything, or it could make you very organized. That's a thing. So it says, look, Dev, running out of coffee,
could you trick it into ordering things for you? So say for example, if your parents when you were a kid had that sort of thing set up and you wanted like I don't know like another pack of McVitie's biscuits, could you say take a couple of apples and then try and like swap it out quickly so that it thinks you've run out of biscuits, order some new ones.
Yeah, or just lift up the biscuits for like 20 seconds and pop them back down again.
It's interesting, that's the first place my brain goes to. When you tell me about new technology, I go, how can we abuse it?
How can we rinse it?
How can I use
this
for my own personal gain?
Hey, standard tech. There's a bright lock which unlocks front doors by detecting a pattern of light pulses fired from your smartphone's flash. So I would, for example, have a specific flash that comes from my phone, like whether it's like a coded, like, number of flashes, like high speed ones. I could send that to you and be like, Dev, let yourself in.
I don't like this because all of this can be hacked.
Yep.
Any kind of this technology, it's all zeros and ones that can be hacked. Do you remember a few years ago, there were those smart dolls that they were giving to kids?
It was like a
doll you could get, and you could download its personality or whatever, and immediately people hacked into it and were getting them to say things like, hi, my name's Sarah. Your parents don't love you.
Kill yourself. Yeah, it's fucked. It's fucked.
Why don't
we
drink those bottles under the sink?
Yeah.
It's really weird stuff.
I'll take the Mr. Muscle, you take the Silly Bang. It's fucked up.
I know you feel dizzy, but keep on drinking.
Who can finish first? that's a horror film, isn't it? That is a proper horror film. This summer.
Oh, thank you, Mum and Dad.
Right. All right, cool, bruv. Tone you. Liberate you from the toil of having to tie up rubbish bags. Yes or no? It ties up your rubbish bags for you.
Oh, what is wrong with us? What fucking lazy, fat slob is sat around going, bruh, I want to tie up my bin bags, but it's too much effort.
Dope. All right. Anyway, look, we'll put the rest of those up on the Facebook group. How to Kill Lamb. We've got a Facebook group. We're join doomed. That. We'll
That's
throw
what
those up. Yeah.
From CEX.
Yeah, well, CES. Well, you know what, bruv? There's loads more to come. We've got a few people on the ground out there, so we'll talk to them and find out what's going on out there. But, bruv, this has been How to Kill Lamb. I've been Marcus Bronzy.
I've been Dev.
Yeah. Where can we find you online? Let's just remind everyone.
I've got an Instagram page. Yep. That's going to be pretty good.
Pretty good.
My name's Dev on Instagram. Like, just Dev, D-E-V.
Not for
Dev.
Sale?
It's not for sale, even though I do get offers all the time.
How much have you been offered?
Millions.
Fuck off. I'll take millions.
I know, I would, but I can't.
Yeah.
Something about the offer that I feel like is not legit. It's a bit like, you know when you get those emails from a Nigerian prince who's in exile?
Yeah.
And they've got like 160 mil, and all they need to do is just put it in the bank for a bit. and they want to borrow your bank account, and for your trouble, they'll chuck you a couple of mil. Like, don't worry about it. It's nothing to me. I really want to believe those emails every time I get it.
Nah, don't do it, bro.
For about half a second, every time I see one of those emails, don't I'm do like, it. Yes, don't, finally.
Don't listen to my uncles. Scam. Don't listen to my uncles, bro. They will not look after you. Don't pay the deposit of 10 grand and then pay again because they didn't get it. Don't do it. Yeah, you can find me at Marcus Bronzy, MarcusBronzy everywhere. You can find How to Kill an Hour everywhere as well. In the meantime, in between time, plenty of ways to kill time out there. Thank you for killing some time with us. Bless.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.